Chapter 64. Lawrence Knowlton felt a wave of relief wash over him. The provost changed his mind about watching Zobrist's video. Knowlton practically dove for the crimson memory stick and inserted it into his computer so he could share it with his boss. The weight of Zobrist's bizarre 9-minute message had been haunting the facilitator, and he was eager to have another set of eyes watch it. "This will no longer be on me." Knowlton held his breath as he began the playback. The screen darkened, and the sounds of gently lapping water filled the cubicle. The camera moved through the reddish haze of the underground cavern, and although the provost showed no visible reaction, Knowlton sensed that the man was as alarmed as he was bewildered. The camera paused its forward motion and tipped downward at the surface of the lagoon, where it plunged beneath the water, diving several feet to reveal the polished titanium plaque bolted to the floor. In this place, on this date, the world was changed forever. The provost flinched ever so slightly. "Tomorrow," he whispered, eyeing the date.
"And do we know where this place might be?"
Knowlton shook his head. The camera panned left now, revealing the submerged plastic sack of gelatinous yellow-brown fluid.
"What in God's name?"
The provost pulled up a chair and settled in, staring at the undulating bubble, suspended like a tethered balloon beneath the water. An uncomfortable silence settled over the room as the video progressed. Soon the screen went dark, and then a strange, beak-nosed shadow appeared on the cavern wall and began talking in its arcane language.
"I am the Shade. Driven underground, I must speak to the world from deep within the earth. Exiled to this gloomy cavern where the blood-red waters collect in the lagoon that reflects no stars. But this is my paradise, the perfect womb for my fragile child, Inferno."
The provost glanced up.
"Inferno?"
Knowlton shrugged.
"As I said, it's disturbing."
The provost returned his eyes to the screen, watching intently. The beak-nosed shadow continued speaking for several minutes, talking of plagues, of the population's need for purging, of his own glorious role in the future, of his battle against the ignorant souls who had been trying to stop him, and of the faithful few who realized that drastic action was the only way to save the planet. Whatever this war was about, Knowlton had been wondering all morning if the consortium might be fighting on the wrong side. The voice continued.
"I have forged a masterpiece of salvation, and yet my efforts have been rewarded not with trumpets and laurels, but with threats of death. I do not fear death, for death transforms visionaries into martyrs, converts noble ideas into powerful movements. Jesus, Socrates, Martin Luther King. One day soon, I will join them. The masterpiece I have created is the work of God himself, a gift from the one who imbued me with the intellect, tools, and courage required to forge such a creation. Now the day grows near. Inferno sleeps beneath me, preparing to spring from its watery womb under the watchful eye of the Thonic monster and all her furies. Despite the virtue of my deeds, like you, I am no stranger to sin. Even I am guilty of the darkest of the seven, that lone temptation from which so few find sanctuary, pride.